rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
This is an OBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1744. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the number one show in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. I started this show in November 2010. There are not a lot of podcasts that are this old, let alone anyone in this space that's this old. Today's show is about career pivots, career transitions, work-life balance, all the fun stuff, you know? Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review, and let's just get going, okay? Several years ago, I decided, well, actually, starting off about 15 years ago, I decided I wanted to leave recruiting. I just wanted to become a therapist in private practice. I was going to apply to graduate school, eventually got in. I looked at different programs. I went for an MSW. I was gung-ho about being a therapist, and I met my wife there, my wife-to-be, and put that aspiration on hold because I realized what was even more important to me was becoming married, having a house, having a child, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I shelved it. And years later, it felt like a time where I could do it and began a process of transition from being a headhunter to career coaching. Now, I mentioned this story for a couple of reasons. And the first one is sometimes the path to a transition is not smooth. And you have to do the right thing at that time and not force the issue. I don't really want to be a psychotherapist. And at the same time, at that moment in time, what was more important to me was family. When I made the transition, I didn't want to do it instantly because I had a great income going. And I was successful at what I did and decided to engage in a process for the transition. I spoke to coaches. I tried to get a sense of what it was like professionally to be in the field. I didn't participate in coaching calls, but you know, I really tried to take some time to learn. I attended a school in order to learn the basics of coaching and thought I would do a life coaching gig, but ultimately much of what I do starts off with career coaching and then from there transitions into leadership and executive coaching. Because fundamentally in search, you're involved with all these elements if you're doing the job correctly. I mention this because for you, considering a transition, a career pivot, you know, there's no linear path to change. Often when I coach people, I have quite a few videos on transition. I think that there are career change and there are different parts to this. But when I coach people about doing a pivot, I encourage them to take time to try and do things on the side in order to test out really what the career is like, because the last thing you want to do is to give up what you currently have, as miserable as it may be making you feel, and then from there find that you're in another profession that's not satisfactory, right? Thus, for you, I want to encourage you to try something on the side first. And I say it that way because I'll use myself as the example. Part of the coaching program I did is they wanted you to work with 8 to 10 people per class coaching them so that you'd get that experience of being a coach and not just having book learning. Great approach. It was very helpful for me in my work. And I'll also say that for most of us, when you think of career, there's a triangle of options that exists. And I say triangle because there's really three options. There's job satisfaction is one arm. There's lifestyle. There's money. And in looking at the triangle, almost all cases, there's some imbalance. So when you change careers, when you transition into the new profession, you're probably going to find that something's missing. Like if you go from for-profit to nonprofit, salaries tend to be lower, right? And you can't walk in and expect to command your Wall Street salary in a nonprofit unless you're running the program. And even then, most people are taking a cut to do that. In terms of work-life balance, you know, you may be in a career where you're working easily and smoothly and, you know, there's no real challenge to you, but you go to a profession with more demands that challenges you more, you're going to work more, right? There tends to be something out of balance in the equation. And I say this just so you're not surprised. As you start to explore options, you know, you may find money is a variable. You may find time is a variable. I hope you don't find, you know, work satisfaction is the issue, because why are you making the change if you're going to a dissatisfying career just for the money or for the time? I'll just say that try out different positions or opportunities or options. Doing it part-time. Volunteer at an organization, even if it's a for-profit firm. See if you can offer yourself up and your services to do stuff on the side so that in this way you can see what it's like. You can interact with people and get a sense of what the pressures are so that there are no surprises. Surprises, I've discovered in my work in recruiting, are rarely good. And you know, now that I do coaching, as I have for quite a few years, I'll simply say that surprises are rarely good in career transitions either. No one suddenly goes, you know, we're just going to give you 40 more hours of work per week. And people go, yippee. No, it's a bad surprise, right? So take time, research, try things out on the side. Ask questions. Continue doing informational interviews for other things that you're curious about, and don't just lock in on one. Often, people do like a bungee jump into a new profession. That is, they have the idea, and they quit, and they dive whole hog into the pool and come up, you know, hitting the bottom pretty quickly because they don't have the financial reserves to prepare them for this change. Make sure things are in alignment. Bungee jumps can, you know, lead to catastrophes, right? I'll just simply say you need allies throughout this. And if you need an ally through this transition, I'd love to help you. Reach out to me by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.